Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 12, Obedience Must Become a Habit. Use gentle but persistent effort. Children are to be taught that their capabilities were given them for the honor and glory of God. To this end, they must learn the lesson of obedience. By gentle, persistent effort, the habit should be established. Thus, to a great degree, may be prevented those later conflicts between will and authority that do so much to arouse in the minds of the youth alienation and bitterness toward parents and teachers, and too often resistance to all authority, human and divine. Allow no arguments or evasions. The first care of the parent should be to establish good government in the family. The word of the parent should be law, precluding all arguments or evasions. Children should be taught from infancy to implicitly obey their parents. Strict discipline may at times cause dissatisfaction, and children will want their own way. Yet where they have learned the lesson of obedience to their parents, they are better prepared to submit to the requirements of God. Thus the training received in childhood influences the religious experience and molds the character of the man. Permit no exceptions. As teachers in their own family, parents are to see that the rules are not disobeyed. By allowing their children to go on in disobedience, they fail to exercise proper discipline. Children must be brought to the point of submission and obedience. Disobedience must not be allowed. Sin lies at the door of the parents who allow their children to disobey. Children are to understand that they are to obey. Require prompt, perfect obedience. When parents fail to require prompt and perfect obedience in their children, they fail to lay the right foundation of character in their little ones. They prepare their children to dishonor them when they are old and bring sorrow to their hearts when they are nearing the grave. Requirements should be reasonable. The requirements of the parents should always be reasonable. Kindness should be expressed, not by foolish indulgence, but by wise direction. Parents are to teach their children pleasantly, without scolding or fault-finding, seeking to bind the hearts of the little ones to them by silken cords of love. Let all, fathers and mothers, teachers, elder brothers and sisters, become an educating force to strengthen every spiritual interest and to bring into the home and the school life a wholesome atmosphere which will help the younger children to grow up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In our own training of children and in the training of children of others, we have proved that they never love parents and guardians less for restraining them from doing evil. Reasons for obedience should be given. Children are to learn to obey in the family government. They are to form a symmetrical character that God can approve, maintaining law in the home life. Christian parents are to educate their children to obey the law of God. The reasons for this obedience and respect for the law of God may be impressed upon the children as soon as they can understand its nature, so that they will know what they should do and what they should abstain from doing. The parents' word should be law. Your children that are under your control should be made to mind you. Your word should be their law. Many Christian parents fail to command their children after them and then wonder that their children are perverse, disobedient, unthankful, and unholy. Such parents are under the rebuke of God. They have neglected to bring their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. They have failed to teach them the first lesson of Christianity. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Foolishness, says the wise man, is bound in the heart of a child. The love of folly, the desire to do evil, the hatred of holy things are some of the difficulties that parents must meet in the home mission field. In the strength of God, parents must arise and command their households after them. They must learn to repress wrong with a firm hand, yet without impatience or passion. They should not leave the children to guess at what is right, but should point out the way in unmistakable terms and teach them to walk therein. Influence of one disobedient child. One disobedient child will do great harm to those with whom he associates, for he will fashion other children after his own pattern. Winking at sin. Teach your children to honor you, because the law of God lays this duty upon children. If you allow your children to lightly esteem your wishes and pay no regard to the laws of the household, you are winking at sin. You are permitting the devil to work as he will. And the same insubordination, want of reverence, and love of self will be carried with them even into the religious life and into the church. And the beginning of all this evil is charged in the books of heaven to the neglect of the parents. Habit of obedience established by repetition. Lessons in obedience on respect for authority need to be often repeated. This kind of work done in the family will be a power for good. And not only will the children be restrained from evil and constrained to love truth and righteousness, but parents will be equally benefited. This kind of work which the Lord requires cannot be done without much serious contemplation on their part and much study of the Word of God in order that they may instruct according to His directions.
Good evening, brothers and sisters, and happy Sabbath. Just want to welcome each and every one of you this evening. I pray that everyone had a blessed week thus far. And that was a Sabbath song that we just sung. That was 390. What a beautiful song to start off the Sabbath and just thank the Lord. And as I'm out here in the beautiful state of Arkansas, with my brothers and sisters just singing and praising the Lord and just worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. So I just thank the Lord for who He is. And we will sing another song before we go into prayer and as we're still waiting on others to join us. Amen. Praise the Lord.
From this our day of rest,
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And we will start with a word of prayer. And as I get ready to open the line for my brothers and sisters to give their thoughts, their meditation, their songs of praises and adoration unto the Lord, or just offer a word of prayer. It's always a blessing to intercede, to pray, to, you know, just talk to the Lord and just come together in truth and in spirit. So let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this holy Sabbath day of rest. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for who you are, Lord. You are good, Lord, and you are worthy to be praised. You have created us for a purpose, oh Father. We are in the last days. In fact, we are in the fifth generation, oh Father, and we just thank you so much for being so long-suffering with us. We are on borrowed time, and we thank you for being our creator. We thank you ever so much for blessing us and waking us even this morning to praise you and to worship, come and worship before you, O Lord. In Joshua chapter 23, verse 10, it says, One man of you shall choose and shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fight for you as he has promised you. So, God, you promise us that you will fight our battle, that you will go before us and you fight for us. Help us to remember that promise and to keep it and to share it with others to let them know to put their trust in you, because only you can protect us and guide us and keep us from falling and present us faultless, oh Lord. What a blessing to praise you. What a blessing to worship you, oh Lord. What a blessing to know that we have a redeemer. We have a creator that sits high and he's looking low to see if any understand. Oh Lord, help us to understand. Help us, oh Father, to be faithful unto you as children of the Most High. We thank you ever so much, Lord, for your blessing this day and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. Welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line and happy Sabbath. Amen. And I want to read Philippians chapter 1, verse starting at verse 2. It says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the end, until the day of Jesus, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bond and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. So we just thank the Lord for these words, and we thank the Lord for his truth, and we know that his truth is forever. God is not like men that he should lie. Once he promised something, once he says something, you know, he keeps his word. So we have a faithful, loving God who loves each and every one of us. Amen. So if there's any that would like to share at this time, please go ahead and press number 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share a devotional thought, a song of meditation, or you would like to pray, or you have some prayer requests that you would like us to write down and remember in our prayer together and our personal prayer. Amen. This is sharing time, brothers and sisters. So please press 1 if you would like to share. God is good and he's truly worthy to be praised. And I'll go ahead and open the line for the first caller that has pressed 1. Happy Sabbath. 518-951. Your line is now open.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved Sister Carla and group.
Yes,
it's Sabbath to you. I was just listening to the wonderful songs that the group was singing, and I was just here listening, you know, and was expecting to just relax and hear those wonderful songs that lift up our, as you guys lift up your voice to God and, you know, shouting in songs. It sounds so relaxing. So I just want to thank you guys for those beautiful songs, those two hymns that you sang. God is so good. He's so great. And, you know, I thank God for this Sabbath. As I was reading, it said here, this little book, Hope for a Troublous Time. We know we are in troublous times, and we saw it all around us. And when we look upon our weekly activities, you know, started from Sunday, and in a moment we reached to the Friday of Preparation Day, it helps us, you know, to calm our mind and to build a relationship, a character, of Christ, so that we can wait upon the Lord. And it's really a blessing, and I'm so grateful to know that, even though in these times where it is so troublesome, crosses, trials, tribulation, God have given us this blessed Sabbath day from Friday evening till sunset Sabbath. He gave us this day for us to develop a character within him, for us to praise him, for us to share his love, and also, you know, to allow us that Sabbath is a day that we should all come together and doing his will, not our own will. So I'm so grateful for that, Sister Carla. I thank God to hear your voice. We miss you guys, and we do hope that, you know, you guys have been blessing others, in which we heard a lot of really great stories, you know. And we just keep you guys in prayer. God is so good. I just read this little part that I was reading here. It said, the Sabbath reminds us of where we develop our character in relationship with our Heavenly Father and with Jesus Christ. And the Sabbath is a continually living promise of God's ability to help us grow through all the ups and downs, all the trials and triumph of our lives. We need that distinct time with the Heavenly Father. We need the Sabbath quality time. We need the Sabbath to spend quality time with God, who sanctifies us, the God who helps us keep growing, and the Sabbath as continue in our weekly circle far down of the creation until now. So we are so grateful, Sister Carla and family, dear, that we have this blessed Sabbath day, that we can come together as one by sharing the blessings that God has given unto us and the love that he has for us, because we saw he went on the cross for us. And if it was only we alone, Sister Carla and the family dear, God would come and sacrifice himself for us with that love. So I'm so grateful for that. And my praise report is that, you know, I'm thankful for health. I'm thankful for strength. Thankful for my family, my church family. Also thankful for this group, the Advent Light group, Lord, because you know what? It draws us. It draws us. It helps us. It brings us together that we can contact each other by lifting up our voice to the Lord and presenting these requests that we have for, that we got to pray that the Lord will be able to hear them and answer. And he has been doing great things for me, especially in my life, you know, and for my sisters, them life. He has been blessing me so much, in which, you know, I do not have words to express my gratitude to him especially by sharing the word to others and, you know, comforting others. Those are, some of them are going through mourning, some are going through relationships, some are going through financial situations, some are troubled even with the crisis that we are in, with the vaccination, no job, no work, you know, all these things. And I thank God for his word that we could, that I could read, study his word, and to encourage, you know, others. And I also have to give a little prayer, another praise report. I am here alone. My daughter is not here right now, but my daughter is upstairs to go to work. But brothers and sisters, it's good when we can have a close, when we have a close brothers and sisters that they can come to visit us, visit, even though the crisis, you know. And if you need of anything, they are also there to help, to assist. And I am so grateful about that. One of my church elders came in last week, and I had a door downstairs, the passage door downstairs, and it was a little shabby. I decided that I wanted to get paid. And he came in, and he said, Sister Powell, this is your day. I said, what are you doing? He said, I come for you today. I'm going to do the door. And he did the door. And my dear sister and brother, the door looks so good. Because, you know, when you really do something to even a piece of clothes and it's dirty and you wash it, you see the beauty of that piece of garment. So that door was so good. So I had my sunroof. And I said, you know what, I needed to get paint and, you know, and he came and he said, yes, I can do it. I will do it. And he came up and he painted the room. And my dear brothers and sisters, it looks so beautiful. And even today when he was leaving, you know, I said to him, thank you for what you have done. You have done a great job. I'm comfortable. You feel comforted. So, brothers and sisters, we are not alone, you know. And I thank God for the Advent family and thank God for the love of Christ within their heart that they are able to, you know, assist, you know. And I can say I am blessed, God. I am blessed. God blesses me so much. And, you know, I am here encouraging others. So I will offer a little word of prayer tonight. And just relax to listen. I'm just going to listen tonight, but I will just forward a prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We want to thank you for the reminder that you have given unto us, Lord, the Sabbath, Lord. And this is what is going to be a test for the world. We saw what is happening in the world, but dear Father, help us. As we are in the world, we are not of this world. Help us, dear Lord, that we can show love, kindness, tender hearted to everyone who we come contact with, and also to carry out this evangelism, aggressive evangelism out there to the world, those souls out there, Lord, because this is the aim that we all have to do, dear Lord, is to reach one, and also bring one to you. So, Father, help us, Lord, and have your own sweet way in our life. We want to thank you for Sister Carla with us in tonight and the group in our concerns with Brother Yudi and family and the families. Lord, continue to pour your blessings upon them, Lord, and especially those precious jewels, the babies, them, Lord, help them that they will, you know, through the Holy Spirit, will use them as small as they are. They are your jewels, and those are the ones, Lord, that the mother, they took them to you and you put them up into your arms and you blessed them and you blessed them. And the mothers, them were so joyful and happy to know that their children was blessed. They also call other mothers, come, let us go down. For Jesus is down there, you know, in the temple. Let us take our children. And Lord, you said, to them, you said to them, suffer these little children to come out unto you, and you bless them. So, Lord, we just want to ask you to pour your blessing upon those children, Lord. Keep them for you, the children, and all of our children, even the grown adult ones that we have, and our grandchildren, we place them to you. We place Sister Carla to you. Cover her tonight on their blood. We lift up to you Sister Leola and also Brother Ray, there are so many names, Sister Lynn, Sister Payne, Sister Tamiko, dear Sister Brenda, and Brother John, dear Father, Sister Naomi, dear Lord, and Nicole, dear Father, we lift up Brother Rick and his family, Lord. We lift up Brother O'Neill and his family, Sister Stephanie and her family, dear Lord. Sister Tamiko at church now during the Revelation Seminar, Lord. We ask you to pour your blessings upon her as she prays for Taiwan and her other son and daughter, dear Lord, Sister Elizabeth in the nursing home. We lift them up to you. And, Lord, you are so good. You are so great. There's all these names on the list, Brother Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson. Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord. And you know their needs, Sister Brenda, again, Sister Cancinelli, Sister Barnaby, Lord. So you know all of us, and you know the desire for us. But our desire, dear Father, is to be faithful to you, obedient to your word, that we can carry your message out. So bless us and keep us as we listen to your words. We ask you, Lord, to pour your Holy Spirit upon the speaker today, Lord, and allow your words to come out, dear Father, this time, in this time, what we need you. And, Lord, we need your strength, each one of us, Lord. And as we pray for each other, let the blessings that we fully present to you, dear Lord, will reach each heart, and we will be blessed. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless and happy Sabbath.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the prayer, and thank you for the comment, Sister Powell. It's a blessing to be here and to just sing, and you know, they were still singing, you know, as I came out, and it's a blessing to bring in the Sabbath, singing and praising the Lord. You know, if you're by yourself or with a group or with others via phone or via the internet or Zoom, it's a blessing to, you know, sit at the feet of Jesus. So praise the Lord as we're doing that and welcoming the Sabbath and praying for each other, encouraging each other, and thanking the Lord, for he is a faithful God. We just need to be faithful, obedient unto him as dear children. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the next line that has pressed 1. Again, please press 1 if you would like to share. This is sharing time. Press 1 if you would like to share your scripture, your thoughts from small, quick thoughts from a devotion, or you have prayer requests or a song of meditation. I will open the line now for 985-232. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open. Can you hear me? 385.
Yes. Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. My phone was on mute. I had to get it clear. Okay. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. And it was a blessing when we woke up this morning because of his love. We are here today, and his son. I would like to read his prayer. Lord, you make mighty miracles. You do it with ease. It is in your nature to be miraculous. You make simple movements amazing. You can walk on water. You can move mountains. You make the weak feel strong. And you make the strong feel weak before you. Thank you for your might. thank you for your might and your goodness. I love to hear of your mighty ways. In Jesus' name, amen. What a wonderful God we have. And we thank him very much because he is a good God. And we love to lift him up, love to call his name because we know we're blessed to somebody just to have a roof over our head. And just want to give all the praises and lift up all the people that doesn't have any roof. Because in my hometown, I have so many people I went to school with. I was raised up with many, many homes are destroyed. They can't put the pieces together because they don't have anything to start with. And they're just waiting on FEMA to put the pieces together because they didn't have any insurance. Insurance is very expensive. And everything they had just blew apart. And we just want to ask, I just asked the prayer line to lift up my town. It's just Houma, Louisiana. It's part of Louisiana, but this little town I'm in is very, I mean, just demolished. And my friend, my daughter's husband, ex-husband, auntie, she just, her house caught a fire last night and burnt all down. And I'm just asking her to lift her up. And they lost everything. She was raising her four grandkids, and she lost everything, not nothing for them to put on. They just made it out the house. So just want to ask for prayer to that being light, and all the sisters and brothers on the prayer line and those that's absent and wherever they may be, prayers for the workers. Those people at your jobs that has to go through so much, all those in the penitentiary on the street, wherever they may be, whatever they're going through. So it's just basically the four corners of the United States. We just continue lifting them up and praying one for another. So just God bless each and every one and happy Sabbath. May God give us peace. Amen. Hold on a minute.
Mama, what is the podcast? This is Brother John in Houma, Louisiana. I'd like to say hello to everyone. Hope you're having a blessed day. Oh, whatever part of the world it is. And a lot of things been going on, but things been coming back around, though. Through God, he's been watching over us, as he always do, and I just thank God for everything, the blessings that he has bestowed on us. And I just keep my mind positive through any situation, Lord. That's what I've learned to do, God, is put it in my heart, my mind. Just go through things and think of the positive of it, of things, and stay strong through it all. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing all these, blessings that the Lord, many blessings and protection and just God showing his love and his mercy for both of you and just to share with others and to encourage others is a blessing in itself. May the Lord continue to bless you and provide for you and keep you. And we know we can do nothing against the truth. We can do nothing good without God. He's the reason. That's why we live. We have our being. We're able to move and do good things because we're sinful by nature. But we know through the blood of Jesus, through his merit, we're able to do good. We're able to be overcomer through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath. to each and every one of you. Open the line for 518-482. Your line is now open.
Good evening, everyone, and happy Sabbath to all.
Good evening.
If nobody else need to be grateful this evening, it is I. Because I could have been homeless today. Right now, I could have been homeless. But I just want to give God the praise. And yesterday I was on the line, but I wasn't feeling too well. And Sister Powell and Sister others prayed for me on this line, Sister Yolo. And I'm feeling much better, much better. So I just want to give God all the glory and all the praise because I could have been in the cold this evening. Father, I come to you this evening, thanking you for your wonderful blessings of the week. You have protected us all in our going out and in your coming in, especially me. I want to thank you for this prayer line. I want to thank you for each one that comes on here each night. I want to thank you for, above everything else, I want to thank you for this Sabbath day. Sabbath day that brings peace, rest, joy to our hearts. I am glad that I can come on this line again, I said this evening, to give God praise. And I would like to read Isaiah 54:6-8. It says, seek the Lord while you can find him. Call upon him while he is near. Let the people turn from their wicked deeds. Let them banish from their minds the very thoughts of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My thoughts are not completely different from yours, says the Lord, and my ways are beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. He was wounded for our transgression. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten, and that we might have peace. He was whipped, and we were healed. And I just want to thank God for these comforting words of this, of Isaiah, the words of Isaiah here. It says, God says that he has not abandoned Israel. For a brief time, he's saying here he did not abandon them. So she is saying like a young wife abandoned by her husband. But he still calls Israel, right? His own. The God we serve is holy and cannot tolerate sin. And we have to all know that God does not tolerate sin. When Israel blatantly sinned, God in his anger chose to punish her. Sin separates us from God and brings us pain and suffering. But if we confess our sins and repent, God forgive us. Have you ever been separated from a loved one and then experienced joy when that person's return? You can experience that the same joy when you repent and return to God. And I would like to sing one of my favorite hymns, Like a River Glorious. And I would like us to listen. If you know this, can sing along. The words of this song I like. So I'll sing it. Like a river glorious in God's perfect peace, over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect yet it flowed full on every day. Perfect, yes, it grows deeper all the way. His blessed hand. Never fall can follow, never trip or stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry, touch the spirit there. Trusting in Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. And the last verse is, every joy or testing comes from God above, given to his children as an act of love. We may trust him fully, all for us to do. Those who trust him wholly find him wholly through. Trusting in Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. Okay, my dear brothers, I hope that we all will have a peaceful and happy Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Carly, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for joining us, and thank you for sharing. We just thank the Lord that you're not abandoned, that he said he'll never leave you or forsake you no matter what we go through. You know, we're going to go through hardship. We're going to go through trials up and down. And praise the Lord that he's covering us, and he wants us to draw closer and yet closer, and don't give in to the world custom and tradition and do like those that are in the world. But may we trust in the Lord, and we know he will supply all our needs. But just like Joseph, just like Daniel, just like the three Hebrews boy, they had to go through some things, but we know that our God will be victorious. And if he don't, you know, we'll praise him anyway. And we'll just have to, ask him for the strength to go through these trials. So praise the Lord that you're not homeless. And one day we all will be homeless. But we know that this is not our home, and our home is in heaven. And we can't wait to see our Lord. But let us be repentant. Let us be convicted of our sins. Let us be spotless. Let us be holy. As we know, we serve a holy God, and he wants us to be holy. And we can only be holy through his merit. We have to trust in him. We have to confess our sins. We have to repent, afflict our soul, and say, Lord, is there anything that I have said or done today that was not according to your will? And just go back and see if there's any unrepentant sins in our life. So we just want to thank the Lord for you, for coming on and sharing, Sister Consonelli. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light. And I will open the line for 225-337. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Good evening,
amen,
my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Zachary, Louisiana. And I would like to share first. I want to thank the Lord for blessing us to come into the Sabbath, and as we fellowship and read and study together. I'm reading from Jeremiah chapter 29, and I will start at verse. I will start at verses 7. I'm going to start at verse 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners, that be in the midst of you, And I looked at word the diviners, like deviation, the witchcraft, let me just put it like that because I can't pronounce it clear, that be in the midst of you, deceive you, neither hearken unto your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, said the Lord. For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good words towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captives, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, said the Lord. And I will bring you again into a place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. And I'm going to read 15. Because you have said the Lord has raised up prophets in Babylon. Well, I believe, I don't know if that went with it, but I just want to thank the Lord for his word, because we know what the Lord finished, what the Lord start, he will finish. And he said that he will bring his people back. And according to prophecy, the Lord will do nothing but accomplish what's gone out from his lips. So by God's grace, I pray that every word that God has said, that he will continue to work it out in our lives. And I also want to share a song. Amen. And the song I'm sharing, there shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be season refreshing. Sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop round us are falling. But for the shower we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Precious revival again. Over the hills and the valley, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop round us are falling, but for the shower we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Send them up on us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop round us a falling. But for the shower we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, O Lord, that today they might fall. Now as to God we confess sin. Now as on Yahshua we call, which is Jesus. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop down us all falling, but for the showers we plead. Oh, thank you, sisters and brothers. And sisters and brothers, I hate I hate myself when I go back and forth from Jesus because I'm trying to use Yeshua, and which I've gotten a lot of teaching, and our pastor used to use Yeshua. And I had a study with Brother Akeem. He said Yeshua is okay to use because it is the name. But also he was telling me the name also is Jesus. So, but I prefer using Yeshua. So I've been trying to use Jesus, but I'm going to use Yeshua, sisters and brothers, because I don't want to be going backward and forward. So Yeshua is the name I prefer to use. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and may God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing. Praise the Lord. God is truly good, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. So, again, thank you for joining us. As, I'm trying to bring up the okay, I'm going to have to log back on. Just a moment. Trying to bring up the screen, but I'll have
Sister
to
Cole,
re-log
you having trouble?
That.
You need me to help you out?
Oh, I got it. I just have to bring up the screen. And yes,
amen.
I'm back. I got it. Thank you. Thank you again for sharing. Praise the Lord. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath. And thank you for the song, Sister Leola. Every time I hear someone sing a song, it's just a blessing and just makes me want to sing, you know. So before I open the next line, I will attempt to sing a song. And this is When I Can Read My Title Clear, 464. And it's so many songs. And, you know, I'm just used to, you know, at times singing the same old songs. But there's so many new songs that I'm learning. So praise the Lord. And this is 464, When I Can Read My Title Clear. When I can read my title clear, two mansions in the sky, I'll bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eyes, and wipe my weeping eyes, and wipe my weeping eyes. I'll bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eyes. Should earth against my soul enrage and where fiery darts be hurled, then against my lips Satan rage and face a frowning world, and face a frowning world, and face a frowning world. Then I can fall at Satan rage and face a frowning world. Let cares like a wild deluge come, and storms of sorrows fall. May I but safely reach my home, my God, my heaven, my all. My God, my heaven, my all. My God, my heaven, my all. May I but safely reach my home, my God, my heaven, my all. Amen. May we but safely reach our home, which is above and not here. This is not our home. And may we face a frowning world, and may we smile and, you know, have the love of Jesus within our heart. And as we bid farewell when we're leaving this earth, may we wipe our weeping eyes, amen, And even now, as we're going through sorrows and pain, I mean, it's okay to cry and to ask God to help us and strengthen us, because we're human. We cry. We're sorrowful. We mourn. We plead. We afflict our soul. We intercede for others, and it's hurt us, and it's so much when people make unwise decision that harms them, and many are falling away from the truth, and there's so much chaos, so much debts going on, so much delusion is going on, and people are falling for it, even in the church. May the Lord have mercy upon them. So I will go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters, and thank you again for joining us. And I will open the line for 631-552. Your line is now open. Okay, just a moment. And for some reason, I'm not able to open your line. Just a moment. I might need to close some. Okay. Amen.
Happy Sabbath, each and everyone.
Happy Sabbath.
Thank you for opening my line.
Amen.
So caller, it's really a blessing to be alive. So much to give God thanks for. We're living in a time when things of this life has caused many to feel depressed and feel like God has forsaken them. But God is always there. Even when the final stage of Christ's journey on the cross, when you're about to utter its finish, and many think that God wasn't there and going through the suffering for humanity as the Son, but he was right there. So in spite of everything in this life that we may go through, we have a God that is always there for us, and he's going through the same thing. And that's why you have formulated a plan to ransom humanity from destruction, and especially those who have called upon his name, he's ever available to them. I want to thank God once more for guiding me safely through another week, being with me in my going out and my coming in. And thank him for his protective care and for his constant love towards me. And, I have good news and I have bad news as well. Not really bad news, but it's something that I'm asking for prayer for one of my cousins that is suffering from liver cancer, has deteriorated very badly. And also, next one is my daughter. She went back to the doctor for them to check on her leg to see the progression. And they have told her that she don't have to come back. What they see on the when they look at it, they see that her leg is back to normal. I want to thank God for that. And she doesn't have to come back there anymore. Yeah, my cousin that has the liver cancer, she's also SDH as well. You know, she has become depressed in this situation, so I ask for the brethren to keep her in prayer. Since I heard about the situation, somebody that I speak to on a regular basis, and I'm praying for her and encouraging her, you know. She was in the hospital, and the doctor said that they cannot do anything else. So, you know, when the doctors say no, you know, the great physician, the sympathizing Jesus, he always make himself available for his people. I'm going to read a quote, and then I share this song that I've been singing from week. It has been a blessing for me. A quote from the book of Pen of Inspiration. It says, the captain of our salvation will strengthen his people for the conflict in which they must engage. For often when Satan has brought all his forces to bear against the followers of Christ, and death stares them in the face, of earnest prayers put up in faith, brought the captain of the Lord's host upon the field of battle, and turned the tide of the battle, and delivered the oppressed. Testimony, Volume 5, page 137.2. So we know the captain of our salvation is Jesus Christ, and he has made himself available for all of us. I'll sing this song, His Life or Mine. His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am cleansed. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nail that held him set me free. His life or mine? His life or mine? How could it ever be that he would die, that son would die, to save a wretch like me? What love divine, he gave his life for mine. He was despised and rejected, stripped of his garments and oppressed. I am loved and accepted and aware of all the righteousness. Is a life for mine? Is a life for mine? How could it ever be that he would die, God's son would die, to save a wretch like me? What love divine, he gave his life for mine. What love divine, he gave his life. Thank you for opening up my line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for coming on and sharing. And we do sympathize with you regarding your cousin and what she's going through at this moment. And we're joyful with you for the progress of your daughter and how she has come around 160 and is doing tremendous well. So praise the Lord. So I'll open up one more call, as we know the time is going. And I believe this is Brother Eli. Please be brief, Brother Eli, as I open this call, because we have to give the mic to Brother Yudi. Again, good evening and happy 757-505. Your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, beloved brothers and sisters. How are you today? My name's Brother Eli. I have a prayer request, Sister Carla, today. My prayer request, Sister Carla, happy Sabbath to you, my dear sister, my beloved sister. I have a prayer request, Sister Carla. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. For my mom in prayer, because my mom is a lot of prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, please tell the speaker, Brother Yudi, to pray for our dear brother Javel, because Brother Javel has been calling me a B word to me, Sister Carla, and I'm feeling down at the moment. I'm sad, Sister Carla. I'm just feeling down at the moment. So tell Brother Yudi to lift up Brother Javel in prayer at the moment because I'm feeling down at this moment and telling God what are you'll be after he's finished on preaching on the prayer line. Tell him to do a few prayers, Sister Carla, just like he did before in 2019, just like what Yudi did before in 2019. I don't know, can he do that too on the prayer line because I'm feeling down at the moment.
Just a moment, we have a prayer right now. Just a moment, Brother Eli. We're going to pray right now. Thank you. Okay, Sister Powell, I'm going to see if you are available to give us a word of prayer for Brother O'Neill. Cousin is going through this time of her life. I believe it's a her that the doctor had given up on her, but we know we have a sympathizing Heavenly Father and Brother Eli and each and every one of us an unspoken prayer request is at this time. Okay. Amen.
Okay. Yes, brothers and sisters, let us pray. Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We just want to thank you as sons and daughters that we can gather at your welcome table to give you all the praises that are due to you. We thank you for carrying us out the old week, the 6 days, and bringing us back home safely. We thank you that your guardian angel was there to watch us, over us. So this moment we come with many, many great requests, Lord, because we know we have a loving Father which art in heaven, a Father who is the great physician, who is the healer and sympathizing Jesus, a Father who told us in his word, ask and it shall be granted unto us. So tonight, this blessed Sabbath night, we come presenting your requests from your son, brother, O'Neill, dear Lord. We thank you for keeping him. We thank you for what you have been doing within him, in his heart, in his mind. We thank you for the many souls he has been reaching. We thank you for the many message that he has been sharing, and especially the message, the right arm of the gospel, where he is giving advices, Lord, from you, from your words, of natural remedy to be used. Not his word, but came from you. So we just want to give you thanks for using it. And dear Lord, you have heard the request. We give you thanks and praise for the request of his daughter, the good news, Lord, of you who have the power, and you are the one who have healed her feet. Put, Lord, so we give you praise for that, and we thank you. And I know she has an experience to go and share with others what you have done. Lord, we lift up to you her dear beloved cousin, who the doctor say they can't do anything, but we know we have a great Dr. Jesus, a great physician, a great healer. We have seen he have demonstrated his love to many, many souls in ancient time and even in our days. So now, dear Lord, the doctor rejected or refused or saying they can't do it. But Dr. Jesus, we here on Advent Light come together as one, dear Lord. So, Lord, for you to hear and answer these prayers. We are lifting up every one of us here on this line. We ask you right now, dear Lord, give our mind one way. Give our mind to obedience. Give our mind, Lord Jesus, that as we pray on behalf of our dear beloved brother, on behalf of his cousin, that we will come on one accord with this request. So we are presented this request of your daughter, Lord, with the liver cancer, Dr. Jesus. The woman said, if I would able to touch you, and that was in our mind. But we come before you, Lord. We know We cannot touch you physically, but spiritually, in the name of Jesus, we offer up our touch for you, Lord, spiritually. And ask you, dear Lord, dispatch your angels at the side of your dear daughter, Father God, and allow her to be made whole. But first, Lord, allow her, dear God, to get rid of anything, dear Lord, that is not where I should be with it, her, because you told us that we have to give up everything, Lord, and confess every sin, dear Lord. And dear, dear Lord, you will do your will. So we present your daughter to you, dear. And we are saying to you, thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Let your will be done so that your daughter will have an experience and that she can go and share with others what you have done. The doctor give up, but you, Dr. Jesus, is there to strengthen and to allow her to be made whole. We want to give you thanks and praise, Lord, for the blessing, Lord, that you have given unto your dear son, Brother Eli. He may not see the blessing and the joy in his heart. Lord, by sharing your word to Eve, Jobel, Jabari, Lord, Pasiana, Isma, Lord, and all the others, dear Father, Tamiko, Lord, all the others, dear Lord, that he's praying for. And dear Lord, there are sometimes the enemy creeping and allow him to be weak. But dear Father, this moment we ask you to touch his heart that he may know, despite of what Jabel and Jahari do to him, you love him with a compassionate love. And you said, Brother Eli, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you even to the end. Be faithful. So we ask you, Lord, to give Brother Eli that faith of strength, and that he will trust you more and more, so that he will not be able to get down, 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 because you want him to look up from whence cometh his help, because his help cometh from you. So bless him, keep him as he pray for his mother, and he pray for himself. So pour your blessings upon them. And Lord, tonight, we know it's coming up on time. We present every brothers and sister here who is here. Allow your word and your study, Lord Jesus, that you have given unto us, that it will be clearly to us, your word, your scripture, your prophecies, Lord, the prophecies, that it will be clear to us. We will understand you, who you are, because you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords. You said in your word that you, if we contend with you, you will contend with us. So all your sons and your daughter who is on this line, not even the little one, the babies, the children, we come to you to fully surrender everything to you. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon us. And bless the speaker this day, we pray. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. And help us to be faithful, that when you shall come, whether we are asleep or we are alive, that we all will be changed and caught up to meet you. Thank you for the hope of salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayer. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. It's a special blessed Sabbath to see all my brothers and sisters on the line. And I pray that you have your notepad and your Bible and something to write with as we open the word. Now I open the line for Brother Udi. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for opening up my line. Sister Carla for hosting, and she is hosting right next to me. Here at the house, we want to thank Sister Carla for her wonderful ministry and coming to minister unto us, unto my wife, to help us here as we had a baby. For now, it's been 2 weeks since baby Abigail has been born. And so tonight, beloved, it's been a wonderful throughout this week, rather, it's been a wonderful experience over at the Tree of Life. For those of you who follow us on Facebook, on Tree of Life Natural Foods on Facebook, you can see, and even on my page, what the Lord has been doing. The testimonies are endless. What is happening, you would have to be here to see. No post can capture or picture it. And nevertheless, I want to thank the Lord for brothers and sisters in Christ. My beloved brothers and sisters, this is a serious matter. The message we are about to get into tonight, you're going to see once and for all that time is finished, that we do not have more time to linger in the cities. We have no time for us to continue to play around. The enemy is at our feet. And a lot of times we are told that procrastination is one of the tools that Satan used. We're going to open up our Bibles tonight in the book of Genesis, the 41st chapter. Genesis, the 41st chapter, and before we do so, I invite you to join me in a word of prayer. Our message titled for tonight is The Economic Collapse of the World Economy and Heaven's Economy. Again, our message is The Economic Collapse of the World Economy and Heaven's Economy. We need to differentiate the two. Father in heaven, here we are before your presence, asking for your spirit, asking for your grace, asking for your mercy. Please enlighten our mind. Please convict us. You are pleading with us, Lord. And we are lingering, saying that we have more time. You pled with Lot and his wife perish as a result of his lingering. You are pleading with your people because time shall be no longer. When you shall step out of the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary above and pronounce those words, it is finished. He that is holy, let them be holy still. He which is righteous, let him be righteous still. And so, Father, we desire that when you come out of that sanctuary, that we would stand with the 144,000, with the seal of God in our foreheads, the very character of God in our foreheads, that we may give the trumpet a certain sound. Father, open our eyes tonight. Push back the darkness. Push back the lingering. Push back our predisposed tendencies. Push back our hereditary tendencies. Push back our misgivings. Put these things to the side and help us to see clearly that at the entrance of thy word giveth life and it giveth understanding unto the simple, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In Genesis, the 41st chapter, we see Joseph becoming a savior of Egypt. We see Joseph becoming a savior of Egypt. Joseph is a type of Christ. He is a symbol of Christ in the midst of a famine that takes place. Notice what the Bible says in verse number 1 of Genesis, the 41st chapter. The Bible says, and it came to pass that at the end of the two full years, that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat and kine. And the Bible reads, so Pharaoh awake. So Pharaoh awake. Father in heaven, again, we pray for understanding that, Lord, we might awake from our spiritual condition, that we might wake up and see, dear Lord, that we are living on borrowed time. We are under the fifth generation dear Father. And there is no fifth generation in the Word of God. The Bible only mentions the third to the fourth generation. And since 2004, we have been living under the fifth generation, and time shall be no longer. We are living between the living and the dead. Father, help us to stand even as we, Lord, see what is happening all around us. Please, Lord, open our eyes. Amen. And so in this dream, understand that Pharaoh was a king of kings at that time. He was a king in the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh has this dream, and Pharaoh is troubled because no one was able to interpret the dream. No one was able to speak to this dream that Pharaoh had. And the Bible says in verse number 9, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in the ward, and the captain of the guard house, me and the chief baker, and we dreamed a dream in one night. I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was with us a young man, a Hebrew servant, that is Joseph, the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dream. And so the Bible tells us that the butler remembered his time in prison, and Joseph, who was placed in prison at 17 years old because of Potiphar, made a railing accusation against Joseph that was false. The Bible tells us that this woman made the accusation against Joseph from day to day. She was tempting Joseph, trying to get Joseph to sleep with him. Notice what the Bible says in the book of Acts, the 7th chapter. Acts chapter 7. We need to put this into context. Acts chapter 7. Acts the 7th chapter. And the Bible tells us in Acts the 7th chapter and verse number 9. The Bible reads, and the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him, amen, and delivered him out of all of his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Amen. So the Bible tells us that Joseph was made the governor of Egypt. There was no one that was higher than Joseph in that kingdom except for the king. As a result of Joseph's spirit, which was that of the Spirit of God. Now, I want you to underscore, to understand why I'm underscoring Joseph tonight. Notice what it says in verse number 33. As Joseph began to explain the dream to King Pharaoh, the Bible tells us that Joseph says to Pharaoh in verse 28, this is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. So notice that there are how many years of plenty? 7 years of plenty. In other words, my friends, there was a time of prosperity. There was a time of prosperity in the days of Joseph. If it were not for the God of heaven, who had warned the king that there was coming a drought, there was coming a famine. If it were not for the word of God, if it were not for Christ warning Joseph, the king and everyone in Egypt would have died. Do you understand tonight, my friends, that the only reason why God is holding on to the four winds of strife is because his servants have not yet been sealed in their foreheads? In other words, the only reason why the world is continuing as it is today, it is because of Christians. There's coming a time, my friends, where the long suffering of God is going to run out. And what will happen is prosperity will be no more. I want you to understand tonight in Genesis 41, we're going to pick up to understand the power that Joseph had in Egypt and what ended up happening in that day of Egypt that is similar to what is about to happen today to the cities in which we are dwelling. The Bible tells us that Joseph became a powerful man in Exodus, in Genesis 41, verse 37. The Bible says, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh. Amen. And in the eyes of all of his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? I want you to underline Genesis 41, verse 38. Because God is asking the same question today. God is asking, can he find a woman? Can he find a man? Can he find a young man? Can he find a young woman? Can he find a child such as this man, Joseph, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is. Can God find such a one, my friends? Is that you tonight? Because God is looking for someone with the Spirit of God in him who will exercise wisdom, who will exercise understanding, and who will know that the steps of a good man, a step of a man that is wise, will be and is ordered by the Lord. Notice what the Bible says, my friends. As the king was looking around the palace, he saw all of these wise men, all of these magicians, all of the PhDs, all of the master's degrees, and he could not find a man that had one qualification. And that only qualification that he wanted the man to have was the Spirit of the living God. Are you following, my friends? This tells us that the important things in life is not necessarily how much money we can make. The important things in life is not necessarily the education that we hold or the position that we have. But the important things in life and the things that God and his angels take delight in is whether or not we have within us his Spirit. Now hold your finger in Genesis 41. Let's go to the book of Psalm, chapter 51. Psalms, the 51st chapter. Notice what the Bible says, because this has been the case throughout all ages. The Bible tells us in Psalm chapter 51, beginning at verse 1, David, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, and according to the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgression, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. And then David says in verse number 4, against thee, and thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And then David says in verse number 10, create in me a what? A clean heart, O God. And renew, what's this, a right spirit within me. So what was the question that Pharaoh asked in Genesis 41? Genesis 41, the question that Pharaoh asked, my friends, in Genesis 41, in verse 38, was for a simple man in whom the Spirit of God is. And David prays in Psalm 51, verse 10, that God would create in him a clean heart and renew a right spirit within him. So he was asking for the Spirit of God. The world is looking for individuals who are imbued with the Spirit of God, not individuals who just know knowledge. Are you following what I'm saying to you? Because we are told there are many that will die having knowledge. You can have knowledge of the cities is not a place for you to be, but that doesn't mean you actually take the knowledge and apply it to understanding. You can have knowledge that something is bad for you. That doesn't mean you take that knowledge and apply it to understanding to stop doing that thing, right? There are many people who smoke, and people who smoke have the knowledge that cigarette smoke causes cancer, but they do not have the understanding to stop smoking. Are you following me? So knowledge and understanding is two different things. God is looking for men and women and children and older adults and younger people who have the knowledge and the understanding in order that they may count their days and apply their ears unto wisdom. Psalms 90. Notice what the Bible says in Psalms 90, verse number 12. Psalms 90. We're going to look at verse 12. Are we together? Psalms 90, verse 12. The Bible reads in Psalms 90 and verse 12. It says, so teach us to number our days. That word number, write it down, means to count. To count. Teach us to count our days. My friends, are you counting your days? Now, this doesn't mean you're counting how old you are. That's not what it's talking about. But the Bible wants us to understand, my friends, that in light of the signs of the times in which we are seeing happening all around us, the signs of the times are telling us that our days are drawing to an end. The signs of the times show us that Jesus is near. It is because our senses are bombarded by the things that we see in the places where we live. Our senses are bombarded by the music of the wicked that we hear where we live. Our senses are bombarded by the spirit that is around us, by the words that we speak. The Bible tells us that Lot was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. He was vexed, and as a result of him living in a place where there was evil that was taking place all around him, he became senseless to the crime. He became senseless to the things that was happening around him, and he became too familiar with sin. We are bombarded. Our senses are bombarded in the places where we live, and God is trying to remove us from these places. God is trying to take us out of these cities and bring us into a country where we can have him for ourselves. And so the Bible says that we should ask the Lord to teach us to number our days. This is not something you will know automatically. You have to be taught to number your days. That word number means to count. So teach us to count our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Are you counting your days, my friends? Are you counting and seeing what is happening all around us? Are you counting and seeing the signs that are definite that something strange is happening that has never happened before? We're back in the book of Genesis because Genesis is the perfect book, my friends. Genesis is a perfect book that is telling
Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Brother Yudi's going to come on in a few minutes and continue. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for loving us, Lord. We thank you for taking time out to hear our prayer, oh Father. We come before you asking you to forgive us of our sins or our trespasses, oh Father. Help us in all we say and do, Lord. Help us to be like Joseph, Lord. Help us to be able to feed the people the spiritual bread and the physical bread, oh Father. Help us that our light may shine wherever we go, oh Father, that others will see that we have been with you, that we have sat at your feet. Forgive us where we have failed and come short, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, oh Lord. We are nothing, Lord. We are dust, oh Father. Mold us and shape us, oh Father, as the potter does to the clay, oh Lord, because we are your work, oh Father. Please create in us a clean heart, oh Lord, and renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Cast us not from your presence, or take not your Holy Spirit from us, but restore in us the joy of your salvation and uplift us with your free spirit, Father. We ask you for health and strength. We ask you, oh Father, to be able to hide your word in our heart so that we will not sin against you, oh Father. You are good, Lord, and you're worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Now I'll open back the line for Brother Yudi. Just a moment, please.
Amen. Sorry about that. Let's have another word of prayer. Loving Father, we ask for your wisdom. We ask for your knowledge and understanding. We pray that you would give us your grace and your mercy. And as we study these things that the enemy does not want us to study, we ask for more of your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. And so it says in Genesis chapter 41, where we are back in Genesis 41, Joseph understood that there was signs in the times, in which he was living. You see what happens in Genesis 41, Joseph understood the signs of the times. And Pharaoh requested unto his servants in Genesis 41:38 that if he could find such a one as this man, meaning Joseph, a man in whom the Spirit of God is. Was there such a man? And the Bible tells us in verse 39, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Have mercy. Can we say amen? Because Pharaoh realized that even as he was searching for a man in whom the Spirit of God was, that Pharaoh said unto Joseph that as God has showed thee all this, he realized that this man was not just an ordinary man, that this man was being shown and was being led by the God of heaven. And he requested that this man who was being shown these things to God, that he needed to be the one to lead out in this famine that was coming upon the world. My friends, what we are told in the book, The Spirit of Prophecy. We are told in The Spirit of Prophecy that every Seventh-day Adventist institution, that means our hygienic restaurants, our publishing houses, our treatment rooms, every Seventh-day Adventist institution should be to the world what Joseph was to Egypt. Pharaoh realized that he needed wisdom from above, and that this wisdom could not have come from him, but that this wisdom was affiliated with one who was being led of God. And notice what it says in verse 40, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. So Pharaoh passed a decree, then that decree indicated that he would not allow any other man in his kingdom to have more say than that of Joseph. Joseph became the leader of this economic crisis that was to take place. And this crisis is coming upon us. A spiritual crisis is coming upon us. A financial crisis is coming upon us. A crisis of great magnitude is coming upon the people of God. Are we ready, as was Joseph? The Bible tells us in verse 41, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his wife, his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vesture of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had. And they cried before him, bowed the knee. And he made them ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. So notice that Pharaoh said, look, Joseph, no one has the power. No one has the power to do anything without your permission. Without your permission, there is no one that can move a tongue or their feet because the Spirit of God is in you. And the Bible tells us, we'll drop down to verse 49, because we're going to see that even as this crisis came upon the land of Egypt, a famine came upon the land of Egypt, that though these individuals had a plan to meet this famine, that at some point, that plan that they had, though it was successful, yet the money that they had eventually will fail them in that crisis. Have mercy, my friends. The Bible tells us there's coming a crisis, and this crisis is going to be worse than the famine that took place in the days of Joseph. And this famine will not just be any kind of famine, but this will be a famine for the word of God. Notice what the Bible says in the book of Amos chapter 8, and we will read in verse 11. Amos chapter 8. Verse 11, the Bible says, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Verse 12, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and they shall wander from what? From sea to sea. There's coming a time where it's going to be too late. There's coming a time where this famine will be coming upon the land. And it's not a famine like Joseph's day. This will be a famine for the word of God. And those who will, in that day, run from to and fro, run from sea to sea, run from the north even to the east, to seek the word of the Lord, shall not be able to find it. And the Bible tells us, my friends, now is the time of salvation. Today, Jesus says, if you hear my voice, harden not your hearts. In verse 49, notice what the Bible says. In Genesis 41, the Bible says, And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. Have mercy. So Joseph began to do what? A preparation. There's coming a crisis. Joseph did a physical preparation. He was gathering corn as the sand of the sea. And the Bible says that very much so until he left numbering, for it was without number. In other words, he gathered so much corn in preparation for this crisis, in preparation for this famine, that he could not at one point number how much he had gathered. And the Bible says in verse 50, And unto Joseph were born two sons, before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. My friend, the first name of Joseph's son was who? Was Ephraim. Ephraim means God had caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. So right when Joseph was placed in a land where he was sold as a slave, he was sold as a slave, became a prisoner over a false lie that was made up about him, yet caused him to be fruitful. That's Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. In the land of his affliction. Now, remember that Joseph did not place himself in Egypt purposely, right? In other words, he didn't put himself in the city purposely. He was placed there against his will. His brothers sold him into captivity in Egypt. And this is why God was able to prosper him in Egypt, because God was testing him. And the second name of the son was Ephraim. Manasseh, first name was Manasseh, because it says God had made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the second name of the son was Ephraim. Now notice what it says, verse 53. And the 7 years of plenteous that was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said. And then the Bible says, in the 7 years of plenteous that was in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of dearth began. So now notice that the prosperity of Egypt, do you see any similarities with this story to what is happening today? Do you think that the place where you are living now, the prosperity of that place, the job that you have, the house that you're holding on to, the apartment that you have, do you think that these things are going to continue? The prosperity, the years of plenteous is now over, my friends. This is no time to seek after money. This is no time to be living by the currency of this world. We must seek to understand heaven's currency. You know, heaven deals with one currency, and that currency is not the U.S. dollar. It's not the gold standard. Currency is not the Bitcoin. That currency that Christ deals with is souls. This is the exchange that we are to make today for heaven's currency. The Bible says, in the 7 years of dearth began, verse 54, to come according as Joseph had said, have mercy. And the dearth was in all the land. But in all the land of Egypt, there was what? There was bread. Have mercy, my friends. So though there was famine in all the lands, God allowed for there to be bread in Egypt, a wicked land. You know why? For the sake of his servant, Joseph. And the Bible says, and when all the land of Egypt was famished, cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, and what he saith to you, do. Have mercy. So the Pharaoh, who was the receiver of the cries of the people of Egypt, his own people, he said, look, don't even go to me. Go to Joseph. Go to the men of God in whom the Spirit of God is. And whatever this man tells you to do, do it. Have mercy. And the famine was all over the face of the earth, all the storehouses, and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph, to buy corn because that the famine was so sore in all the land. Now notice, my friends, that as this economic crisis is taking place in the land of Egypt, God wants us to understand that there is an economic crisis that is on the brink of the world today. And it's going to start in these places where there is a dense population of people. Los Angeles, New York City, Chicago, Orlando, Florida. These places where the masses of people are gathering. The places where sin is filling up the cup of iniquity. God is going to pour out his judgment. And he's telling his people to get out. For the time shall come, my friends, when it's going to be too late. And notice what happens in the midst of this famine. We are now in Genesis 47, and I'm closing. Genesis 47, and I'm closing, in verse number 12. Genesis 47, verse 12. The Bible reads, "And Joseph nourished his father, all his father's household, with bread according to their families." And notice verse 13. "And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up" what? "All the" — notice — "money." What did Joseph gather up? All the money. "And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house." In verse 15, "And when money failed," oh, my friends, "and when money" what? "Failed." There's coming a time where money's going to fail, my friends. And so if we are accustomed to chasing money, what will we do when money fails? We are upon the brink of this time. And when money fails in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, and all the Egyptians did what? Came unto Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth." And Joseph said, "Give your cattle. I will give you for your cattle if money fail." And they bought their cattle unto Joseph. And Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses, in exchange for flocks, in exchange for cattle, in exchange for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. My friends, did you see what happened? That there's coming a time when the money is not going to be — the money is going to collapse. The economic system of the world cannot be sustained for longer. We are living in a country where the debt ceiling is higher than the economy. In other words, the amount of money that the economy of the United States of America makes each year, all right, is less than the amount that they owe. In other words, our debt is higher than the worth of our economy. So what that means is that there's coming a time when we shall not be able — when that money is going to be worth nothing. You saw what happened in Greece not too long ago. People went to the bank to get money, and they had $1 million. They couldn't buy a loaf of bread because of massive inflation. This is where we are headed today. So if a Christian is accustoming themselves to getting a paycheck every week from Pharaoh, money from Pharaoh, to help them to move from point A to point B, this is that which is keeping them glued instead of going into the true economy of heaven, which is soul. Then how shall you get ready when this Sunday law comes? If you're not preparing yourself now, if you're not learning to trust God now, if you're not trusting to obey him now, you think that in a time of crisis you're going to be able to just stop all of a sudden and do it? Oh, no, my friends. But you saw what happened to the men of God. The people, money, fail. That, you know what, that system, in other words, the Bible is saying that the economy collapsed in the days of Joseph. The economy collapsed, my friends. The dollar was worth nothing no more. It fell then, my friends. The Bible says that the gold and the money will be burned in the streets. This will fail. And when this money fell, what did they do? They went to Joseph. They said, we will give you our cattle. We will give you our land. We will sell our bodies for food. My friends, are we preparing for what is coming? The Bible says in verse 19, wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? By us, verse 19, what did they say to Joseph? Why should we die of hunger? They say, Joseph, buy us, buy our bodies and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. My friends, we are upon the brink of this time right now. What are you doing to prepare yourself for this crisis? You know, God is calling, God is leading a few people. I tell you that. He's leading a few people who are learning to live like the early disciples, who are coming together, who are using their means to further the cause, who are helping each other to do by and by to get things done. My friends, if we are dependent upon the economic system of this world, we will soon see that these monies that we are putting our faith and our trust in will soon collapse. May the Lord have mercy upon us. May he cause us to redirect our attention from Pharaoh to the God of heaven, to serve him with a true heart, and to give him our all and all. The money will fail. And no one knows how close are we, my friends. We are close. You know, that money you're putting away in the bank, that money you're working for, the Lord, you're going to have to, you know, the Bible says we're going to have to send before the Lord and give an account for your time. You're going to have to give an account for your time. You're going to have to say, Lord, here's what I did with my time. I chased money for 40 to 60 hours a week, and then I tried to give you one day, and I barely could give it to you because my mind was though my body was in a place in a church, yet my mind was elsewhere. Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where is your treasure tonight? Where's your treasure? Is your treasure in heaven or is it upon the earth? If you're chasing money in a city, your treasure is upon the earth. Your treasure cannot be in heaven because heaven already gave us the mandate to leave the cities. He gave us the mandate years ago. Treasure cannot be in heaven because guess what? The Bible says you can't serve two masters. You got to choose this day whom you will serve. You cannot serve two masters. You got to either choose one. You know, Joshua said, look, why do you halt between two different opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. If Baal be God, follow him. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father in heaven, have mercy upon us, Lord. There's an economic collapse that is coming. And this economic collapse is going to be caused by several crises. There's a world pandemic that is not going away. And the world thinks that the solution is the vaccine. Have mercy. There is a money situation. Inflation is on the rise. Joblessness is on the rise. Crime in the city and broad daylight is on the rise. It is only because of your mercy that we are alive in these wicked cities where Satan reigns. And God is looking on to see who will listen to his voice and come out of these dark places. And to, as the Bible says, and to come apart for a while and rest. We pray for your spirit tonight. We ask for forgiveness of our sin. We pray for your grace. Cause us to intercede, Lord, on your behalf. Have mercy, Father, upon us. Have mercy, dear Lord, according to your loving kindness on this, your Sabbath day, Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Teach us to do thy will, Lord. Teach us to not linger because we are waiting to see point A to point B to point B worked out. We are told in the spirit of prophecy, dear Lord, that we are waiting to defer obedience until every shadow of uncertainty disappears and there remains no risk of failure or defeat. We will never obey at all. Have mercy. Unbelief whispers, let us wait, let us wait. Unbelief whispers, let us wait. Unbelief whispers, let us wait. Courageously urges us to advance, to go forward. Because the path where God leads the way may lie through the desert or the sea. But if God is leading, it is a safe path. I thank you, Father, for you are leading your people in a safe path. Though it may be through the sea, though it may be through the wilderness, if you are leading, it is a safe path. Have mercy upon us, dear Father, for we have not heeded your commandments. And the time will be too late, where we will be unable to quickly decide to go left, either to go right. Destruction of Jerusalem, we will be shut into the cities. The bridges will collapse. We will be shut in into these cities. There will be no coming in and no going out. And where we are, we will remain. Father, have mercy upon us. You said there is no peace for the wicked. There is no wicked. The wicked is like the troubled sea. There is no peace for the wicked. And if we truly love you, we would not want to be living around the wicked. So, Father, open our eyes that we might see, our ears that we might hear, our heart that we may understand that time is no longer. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the beauty, for the spoken word. And just want to thank my brothers and sisters for being on the prayer line, Advent Light Ministry prayer line. Pray that everyone received this message and that you were blessed. Amen. So I just want to say happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. May you have a pleasant Sabbath in the Lord. May you be blessed in all you're doing. May it be according to God's will. Amen. So good night and happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters. God bless you. Thank you.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the
think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I speak, for I cannot be silent, his love is the theme of my song. Redeemer,